It is March 27th, 2023, and this is the John Lothian News Daily Update. I am John Lothian. This podcast gives an overview of content from the John Lothian newsletter, including commentary from our hits and takes section, stories from the first read section, a listing of the top three stories from Friday's newsletter, and of the first three stories in the lead section of today's JLN. This podcast is a production of John Lothian News, home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. We encourage you to learn about the history of trading from our Open Outcry Traders History Project or the Path to Electronic Trading video series at johnlothiannews.com. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. This morning we have the first of the videos from our FIA Boca coverage, and we start out with our interview of CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham. We also have an interview with IMC Marketing Manager Steve Beister, who spoke with us about the ongoing IMC Prosperity Trading Challenge. Lastly, we have a podcast of an interview I recorded in a Panera in the Southgate Mall in Sarasota, Florida, with Exchange Analytics owner and president Joe Adamczyk about the history and the future of the firm. Thank you to Patrick Lothian for his dedicated work to get these pieces edited, despite his sick dog. He is also dealing with a very pregnant wife and a 2-year-old at home, so he is truly a magician. As the CEO of TikTok is grilled by Congress, here is something to consider. TikTok is owned by a Chinese company, so why does it not exist in China? That is the gist of a CNN story, which asks an obvious question that itself gives you the answer. The Guardian chips in with a story titled, TikTok is part of China's cognitive warfare campaign. The Guardian says translated Chinese military reports suggest that warfare is shifting from destroying bodies to paralyzing and controlling the opponent's mind, making the Biden administration's call for TikTok's Chinese owners to sell their stakes in the app or face a U.S. ban just the start of a protracted whack-a-mole game in a broader strategy to combat cognitive warfare, with the human mind as the battlefield. If you did not know it, there is a war being waged between China and the U.S. and the West and the rest of the U.S. and the West. It is cyber warfare, and you are the targets. There are other countries waging war against the Western countries too, and it is not just war, but related organized crime. Sometimes it's easy to connect the dots or the TikToks. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that the work-from-home era is ending for millions of Americans, as 21 million more workers were on-site in 2022 compared to the prior year. Elon Musk bought Twitter for $44 billion, but now, after running it for less than a year, says it is worth less than half that amount, the New York Times reported. He took the company private, so the shares do not freely trade on a public exchange, but the new employee stock compensation plan values the company at $20 billion, which is a rather sharp drop from what he paid for it. But Musk is used to large swings in value of his holdings as he swings in and out of being the world's richest man. BornTech has become the latest member of FIA. Congratulations. Marie Shinicky Everett, Managing Director, Chief Marketing Officer of the Depository Trust and Clearing Corporation, won the 2023 Dottie Berger McKinnon Woman of Influence Award from the Tampa Bay Chamber. Eric Kott has joined Tidal Financial Group as Vice President of Business Development. The United Nations Environment Program Finance Initiative, UNEP-FI, is offering an online course, Climate Change, Risks and Opportunities for the Banking Industry, April 3rd to 21st in English, and April 24th to May 12th in Spanish, as well as on a number of other dates later this year. The Corps supports financial institutions in their work implementing assessments and disclosures underpinned by the 2017 recommendations of the FSB Task Force on Climate-Related Financial Disclosures, that's TCFD. The course is designed for executives and middle management staff of banks and financial regulators. You can get more information and register with a link in today's newsletter. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's our video of CFTC Chairman Benham speaks to JLN at FIA Boca. John Lothian News interviewed CFTC Chairman Rostam Benham at the FIA Boca Conference, and here are the questions we asked him. What did you tell the FIA crowd during your chairman's speech? What is the advantage of working with a full commissioner corps? What are you hoping to achieve in cybersecurity? How do you think the FIA Cybersecurity Task Force could fit into your plan? What rulemakings will we be seeing next? You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's our podcast with Joe Adamczyk. Exchange Analytics Joe Adamczyk interviewed by John Lothian on the road in Sarasota. During my recent trip to Florida, I met up with Joe Adamczyk, the owner of Exchange Analytics, to talk about the firm, its history, and future. Adamczyk relocated to Sarasota, Florida to get away from the harsh winters of Chicago. I met up with him in a Panera on the south side of Sarasota. I asked him just 6 questions and let him talk. He told me about the history of the firm, why it was started, and how he got involved. He spoke about the future of training and what Larry Israel, from whom he bought Exchange Analytics, is doing these days. You can listen to this podcast on johnlothiannews.com. Here's another one. This is our video with Stephen Beister. IMC's trading challenge, Prosperity, wins seashells and sends winner to the seashore. IMC is holding a trading challenge, but not just any trading challenge. This virtual market trading challenge was 18 months in the making, designed by multiple teams inside and out of IMC. The name of the challenge is Prosperity, and it involves earning seashells, which could earn the winning trader or traders a $25,000 island vacation. It also earns a $25,000 donation to a nonprofit that helps clean up the ocean. IMC will make a $25,000 donation in the winner's name to the ocean cleanup. John Lothian News interviewed IMC's global marketing manager, Stephen Beister, about the 10-day market simulation challenge in which contestants combine basic Python skills, strategic insights, and analytic capabilities. The challenge began on March 20th and involves 5 trading days made up of 48 hours apiece. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. Here's a story from the Financial Times. The headline, Rules for Winding Up Big Banks Do Not Work, Swiss Finance Minister Warns. Karen Keller-Sutter says following the protocols would have triggered an international financial crisis. The global regulatory regime for too-big-to-fail banks set up after the 2008 crisis does not work, according to Switzerland's finance minister. In an interview with Swiss newspaper NZZ on Saturday, Karen Keller-Sutter, who was at the center of Swiss authorities' rush to rescue Credit Suisse last weekend, said following the emergency protocols that are at the center of the regulatory architecture for big banks would have triggered an international financial crisis. My comment, this is the same problem army generals have, always prepared to fight the last war. Here's a story from the trade. LSEG celebrates 50 years of female traders with historic market open. The opening bell this morning followed from the closing bell ceremony hosted by the trade last week and marks the 50th anniversary of women traders being admitted to the trading floor. On Monday, the 27th of March, the London Stock Exchange, LSE, celebrated the 50th anniversary of women's admittance to the LSE trading floor. London's markets were opened for trading by special guests Hillary Pearson, née Root, and Susan Shaw, two of the first ever female members of the LSE trading floor. My comment, to think I was alive when this happened. Amazing. Here's another story, this one from NPR. The headline, traveling overseas this summer, there's a huge demand for passports, so get yours ASAP. If you're planning a summer getaway outside of the country, make sure you get your paperwork in order sooner rather than later. Passports are in unprecedented demand, U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken said Thursday during a House Appropriations Subcommittee budget hearing. In 2022, the State Department issued a record 22 million passports, and in 2023 is on track to break that record, Blinken said. My comment, for those of you wanting to go to IDX or other conferences and your passports are out of date, you might want to get them updated quickly. Here's another story, this one from SSRN. A Matt Levine effect? This paper constructs a novel data set to explore whether Matt Levine's vacation drives market volatility as suggested by readers and Levine himself. It finds that contrary to expectation, Levine's vacations have an almost statistically significant effect in the opposite direction, decreasing market volatility. This paper provides a series of potential explanations for this observed market reaction. My comment, we need to start a GoFundMe campaign to send Matt Levine on a permanent vacation. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was the CME Group's page for its WTI Futures Trading Challenge on March 26th to the 31st, 2023, honoring the 40th anniversary of WTI crude oil futures. Second was Brian Schaefer named president of Velocity Clearing from Velocity Clearing via Business Wire. Third was Coinbase and Gary Gensler are in a death match and only one of them can prevail from Fortune. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story at the top of the lead section is from Bloomberg. The headline, First Citizens to buy SVB after biggest bank failure since 2008. First Citizens Bank Shares, Inc. agreed to buy Silicon Valley Bank after a run on deposits wiped out the company in the biggest U.S. bank failure in more than a decade. The deal to settle SVB's fate could help tamp down some of the turmoil that has engulfed the financial world, and shares of regional banks rallied on the news, with First Citizens up as much as 44%. The Federal Deposit Insurance Corporation seized SVB earlier this month amid concern that bank runs could spread. My comment. Here is the Wall Street Journal's version of this story. There's a link for it in today's newsletter. Here's another story, this one from the Financial Times. Credit Suisse, a new twist on the Swiss finish. The bank's fall has profoundly damaged Switzerland's reputation in investment banking, wealth management, and regulation. A Swiss finish was traditionally the description given to the extra layer of financial safeguards demanded by Switzerland's bank regulators, reflective of the high quality the country has traditionally been famed for, from its watches to its banking sector. The demise of Credit Suisse has lent the term an unfortunate new meaning. And then here's a story from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, Coinbase ex-manager convicted of insider trading is crypto's latest legal hope. Industry uses civil suit to challenge regulators' view that crypto assets are securities. Crypto has picked up an unlikely ally in its battle against oversight by Wall Street's chief regulator, a former Coinbase Global Inc. employee convicted of insider trading. Ishan Wahi, a former manager at Coinbase, pleaded guilty this year to giving his brother and a college friend trading tips that generated almost $1.5 million in illicit profits. An Indian immigrant, he could serve more than 3 years in prison and be deported after doing time. Thank you for listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please consider telling a friend about our podcast. And if you haven't yet, please write a review on Apple Podcasts. This helps new listeners find us. Also, if you aren't already a subscriber to the daily John Lothian newsletter email, you can get a free 90-day trial at johnlothiannews.com/trial. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian.